What I notice is that the impact these works have on audiences, particularly young people, is palpable. They're nothing anyone has seen before, ever. Their characters embody an exquisite balance of doubt and decisiveness. Their themes are premised on a faith in love and in faith itself. And formally, they explore a curious hybrid of the banal and the sublime. Miranda is not just a great storyteller, she's also a generous activist for creativity growing wherever it can.
Thank you, Anne. It was really heartwarming. And thank you so much for having me here. So when I was invited, you know, the plan was that I would basically show my work, which maybe a lot of people wouldn't have seen now that my audience has grown a little bit. And that seemed fine, although as it got closer and closer, I realized I was just totally dreading it and realized like I needed to show my work like I needed a hole in my head. You know, like I just was like, what's fun about that for me? And as long as we're here together, it seemed like we should do something together that we could only do here tonight with all of you specific people. So I thought what would be best is if you guys did everything, which would kind of leave me off the hook. I can see some people nervously looking. Also, I didn't want any pressure of like having to make things seamless. So I just would have this list here, and so I can just look at the list. And if I need to add something, I can just add it, which I actually did want to add this one thing. Okay, so movie is, this is, I am going to show one old thing, Nest of Tens. But first I want to see, I always hate it when people you've already seen it, and you're like, oh, I waited in line, and that old thing. And so who's already seen that movie? Raise your hands. Okay. Right. Okay, so why don't you guys, while the movie plays, you guys come with me, and we'll do something else. And then the rest of you can watch Nest of Tens, because it's new to you. I can see my parents are like, do we stay or go? We've seen it. But we don't want to do anything weird. Well, you guys, it's either way, you guys. So while you guys were hopefully enjoying that movie that I made a few years ago, actually kind of a while ago now, we were making another movie. And we weren't sure what to make about exactly, but so we decided to make it about you.
Paul Sheik. Done really well these past few days, and we're all really proud of you.
Indira Allegra, you're so smart and brilliant and have wonderful ideas, but not mean ideas.
You, Susanna Wappenstein, are not only brilliant, but you are full of heart and love.
Les Lund, you are the best kisser.
Chris Hopkins, I'll never forget you.
Rachel Ortegon, you have a really loving relationship with creatures.
Martha, I think I've always felt that you're very kind and organized.
So I'm just kind of we all figured out together kind of how to do that, but just so you know how we did it. I just asked people to praise other people the way they wished they would be praised. Okay. Now that been so praised, maybe it would be time to do a monologue. you're so pregnant, maybe doing a monologue would be, you would have the baby if you would have it. Yeah, you're pretty sure that would be a bad thing for the baby, in fact. You happen to be right under a light, so it looks, yeah, with the blonde hair, it looks as though like God is indicating, you know? I know it's just the light. But you're selected. So come on down. So this will, hi, what's your name?
Jessica.
Jessica. Oh, are you Jessica Wapperstein?
Jessica Peterson.
Okay, Jessica Peterson. This is your water. Here's your table that's just for you.
Hello. Can anybody hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Do you have a boyfriend or girlfriend or no? Okay. But
I've had one before.
You've had one, right. What a terrible way to get. And what if she was like, no, and then that I would have already made her uncomfortable. So and sometimes you've gotten like in a fight with you and your ex. Well, he's your ex or she, so you remember that anger. And you read the parts in black. Whenever it says that in red, you just do that. You don't say that. Just go when you're ready.
You know I wasn't planning on coming to this thing. This performance, or whatever it is, I knew Miranda in third grade. I haven't seen her movie, and I don't plan on seeing it. I saw that movie Capote, though. That was good. I actually came to this because me and my boyfriend got into a big fight, and I stormed out of the house and walked up Telegraph and saw a flyer for this Miranda July thing. It was on the bulletin board at Cody's, and I thought, I know her. That's Mandy Grossinger from third grade. And it started in an hour, and it was free. If I hadn't seen the flyer, I probably would have given in and gone home, and me and my boyfriend would have made up by now. We'd probably be cooking dinner right now. But fuck him. I hope this thing lasts for like 3 hours and he gets really, really worried. I bet he's already worried. I wonder if he'll call the cops. I hate to do this to him because he suffered a lot of abandonment in his life. But he makes me so mad sometimes, I just want to hurt him. I'm gonna stay for at least 15 more minutes, and then I'm gonna walk home. And when he asks me where I've been, I'm just gonna say, what do you care? Or, wouldn't you like to know? Oh God, he's probably really worried by now. I'm just gonna go home.
She's gone now, back to her boyfriend, where we could applaud for her. But it's probably best. They can make up, and we'll just keep on going on here. So we did the monologue. That was the monologue. Now I'm going to give a grant. 21, 26, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 10. I'm horrible at counting. This is like my worst nightmare that I'd be counting in front of people. $45 grant. That's not just a small grant, especially because this was a free event. So it's all profit. So often I've applied for a lot of grants in my day. And and they're usually all merit-based, but this one's need-based. So everyone put their heads down and shut their eyes, for real, all the way down, because this will be embarrassing if you don't, for the people. And you're going to raise your hand if you think you're the person who needs this $45 most. So really, you're putting your head down so that this person doesn't feel ashamed. So, and it's just totally, like, don't worry, because no one can see you. Oh, sorry, excuse me. All right, keep your heads down. Keep your heads down. Okay. All right, the grant is given. Sorry for those who applied and didn't get it. But unlike some grants where you like read the list and you're like, oh, what? You can rest assured that whoever needed it, you know, that person maybe needed it more than you because it was need-based. Okay, we gave her a grant. Tap dance. Okay. Traditional. Okay. All right, so this tap dance, this, I know it may seem like, okay, well, first of all, let me just say, is there anyone who knows how to tap dance here? Just raise your hand if you do. Okay, right there, you know how to tap dance. Okay. She's feeling from the way things have gone so far that, yeah. By this point, we just all have so much love for each other. What size shoe do you wear? Which is great, because that's what I wear. Okay, but just so you know, if you had worn, just because I, you know, if you had worn, say, a men's 11 or 12, because I got many shoes just in case you didn't wear the same size as me, but you happen to, so you can wear my own shoes. Oh, can you come down? Okay. This is like just good old-fashioned, the kind of thing you hope won't happen in the show. And I'm sorry that I've sunk to this level. It's not even like, doesn't seem meaningful, except that it thrills me. that was sort of one of the original.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I haven't done this since I was about 8.
Oh, wow. She hasn't done it since she was 8. Okay. All right. Let me get so I can enjoy it.
I'll just do a time set.
Great. Yeah. If you want to do more, you can, because I'm sure we'd love to see anything.
Really
okay. That was incredibly satisfying, though. Wow. Okay. So let's have the lights all the way out. Okay. So I'm gonna ask you questions, and don't say anything. Just if the question relates to you, just hold your lighter up in the air, and light it. Until I say the next question. And just remember that there are people close by you, you know, and they have hair. So just keep it in your personal space, but not in your hair. Okay. All right. Have you talked out loud to a pet today? Okay, down. Sorry, I didn't think this out. Down. So once you've done it, put it down after like a beat. Just work in unison like a band. Okay. All right. Have you ever hit someone in anger? Down. Just down. So just think of it like a wave rising and then fall when you're done. Okay. Do you meditate? Are you looking for your soulmate but have not found them yet? Are you funny? Are you afraid of the big one? Did you talk to someone you love today?
Oh, yeah, my mom.
Did you have physical pain at any time today? Did you used to play in a band? Do you play in a band right now? Have you thought about global warming today? Have you lost a parent? All right, thank you guys so much.